Let me tell you what I did with Tom in the very beginning. Something that he said in the very beginning, you know, when he was trying to be tough on me, this is what he said. He says, you know, I saw there's an opportunity to make a lot of money, but, you know, my wife and I, we don't really make a lot of decisions here really quick. I asked the question again. Why? Because he didn't answer my question. So I asked the closing question again, which was really, Tom, can you just tell me what you did like about what you saw? And then, boom, that's where I had him. At that point, Tom was really trying hard for the rest of the time to not be, you know, he's trying to be hard on me. And so, again, you get the focus right back again on what they liked. Then Tom began to sell himself on it. And see, look at this. He said, I need to make money quick. I see this as an opportunity to make money quick. I think I can get out of debt quick. He's the one that said that, not me. He owns it, not me. Then at the end, he says, I need to, you know, get the money together. I might be $50 shy or something. I need 2 or 3 days or whatever. And this is where I'm going to ask the qualifying question again. Ready? Is it that you really are serious about getting out of debt quickly and increasing your income a couple $1,000s a month right away? Are you just telling me you can't afford it and you don't have the money because you really don't, you're not serious about that? He gives him no other option to say, no, I am totally serious. And maybe he is trying to skate away. I want to see, is he serious or not? That's my deal. Are you serious or not? And that puts him in that place where he has to decide, am I serious or not? Great. Welcome aboard, man. Let's get you started. Let's get you profitable your first week. Can we do this? I brought you to a conference. You know, there's thousands of people that listen to these calls that do their business that way, so I don't want to leave them out. Let's say that I have three-wayed you into a conference call, a live conference call, and now what I'm going to do is conference call is over, and I'm clicking off, and I say, hey, Tommy, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Cool call, huh?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, hey, what did you like about what you just heard?
Well, it just seems like there's a lot of people making a lot of money. It just seems like there's a lot of excitement. Sounds like you guys have a little bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It just looks interesting that, you know, your products that you work with there.
Awesome. Tell me more about that.
Well, it just seems like you can make a lot of money by, you know, marketing the products that you guys have to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can make an extra, you know, some people sound like there's that gal was making an extra $10,000 a month after just doing this thing for less than a year.
It's pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Tom, do you want to make a little or a lot with our company?
Oh, I'm in a position where I have to make a lot.
Okay, what for?
I've got 4 little girls under 4 years old, and, you know, we've tried so many businesses in the last 10 years. Some of them have been a little successful. Most of them have been bombs, at least financially. So we're at a point now where we're really looking for something that can pay well.
Okay. Now, Tom, if you keep doing what you're currently doing, how long will it take you to be able to make a lot of money having a lot of fun marketing products that you believe are profitable?
Very long time.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? Do you see yourself, you know, kind of testing the waters out, taking it slow, or do you see yourself, you know, stepping right into a fast track so that you can make a lot of money and having a blast making a lot of money marketing those products?
Definitely. I mean, definitely the fast track.
Okay, awesome. Welcome aboard. Let's go ahead and get your application done and get your training underway.
Yep. Is there any way I can just talk to my wife?
You know, I totally understand. Let me ask you something, Tom. Is it that you really consult your wife on all of your decisions and that you are totally serious about making a lot of money and having a lot of fun marketing these products? Or is it that you are not serious and you're just telling me you need to talk to your wife because you know, you don't want to blow me off, you know,
yeah,
right now?
Well, I'm serious, but I'll be not only in the doghouse, I've been through so many different businesses, I just, you know, it's just good to bounce it off her because I've done so many of these businesses that I just want to make sure that she's, you know, up to speed with it. And I want her to review the websites and all that too.
Okay, dude, I totally agree with you 100%. I think it's very wise for you not to be in the doghouse.
Yeah, I won't be. It'd be kind of cold in bed, too.
I understand. I have a husband. And when he goes out of line like that, I have a problem, too. Okay, so listen, I think the best thing for us today, have you ever, like, brought an idea to her and you didn't know much about it and basically she just shot a bunch of bullet holes in it?
Only about a million times, yeah.
Then I think probably the best thing to do, if you're really serious about your wife, taking a look at a way where you guys can make a lot of money so you can get out of debt and really support those 4 daughters of yours, and you really want something that works, then I think the next step is why don't we go ahead and set up an appointment so she can take a look at the exact information that you did. We can go ahead and schedule her for a conference call. She can listen to it and get the full story herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you're not stuck in a pickle behind a corner and her drilling you with questions and you basically looking like you don't know nothing. Instead, I'll be the person that she can drill with questions, and at that point, you guys can decide whether or not this is for you.
Okay.
Okay, when's a good time for us to get your wife on the phone?
I could do it tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, you know what? Tomorrow and the next day, I'm looking kind of booked, but you know what? We actually have conference calls up until 10 o'clock tonight. Is tonight kind of out of the question?
No, I can talk to her. Let me,
okay. 15, 20 minutes, we have another call starting.
Okay.
All right? All right, cool. So then we'll just see from there. You know, I don't know if it's going to work for her or not, but at least it's worth a shot so that you can support those daughters making a lot of money and having a good time while you're doing it.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, cool. And that's the best thing to do. Tom, it's very interesting because oftentimes people get that response of, I need to talk to my spouse.
Yep.
And here's what's interesting is oftentimes it's an excuse and they really don't want to talk to their spouse. They're just using their spouse as the scapegoat. But the reality is if they really are someone like you, for example, that you really know you better talk to your wife, otherwise you're in deep, deep trouble. Then that's just what you say, and it's like, okay, you just, you know, you tell the truth. Hey, listen, you ever been in a situation where you're excited about something, you tell your wife, and she shoots a bunch of bullet holes through it? Yeah. What, you know, you don't want that to happen to you again, do you? No. Okay, great. Why don't we let her take a look in the very same way so she can make up her own mind? This is very important. I disarm them. I take the pressure off. This is the saying that does it. This is very key, by the way. You know what, Tom? I don't know if it's going to work for you and her or not. But at least it's a shot at you being able to make a lot of money having fun supporting those daughters of yours. Take
yep.
the pressure off.
Well, you know what's scary, Danny?
What?
As I'm listening to you right now, I've listened to you do this over and over and over, and it's, I don't know what it is, but I just got personally what you just did with me on that you're really not serious or, you know, you really need to talk to your spouse. I can't believe I just got that, like, big time, like a 2x4 over my head right now.
Okay, let me explain what you just got by a 2x4, because everyone else is probably like, what? Here's the deal. You must qualify the objection. That's what he just got, is to qualify the objection. I did the same thing with John, where the qualification is this. Okay, is it that you really are serious about making a lot of money, having fun, marketing this product so you can support those four daughters of yours, and you truly run by every decision you make by your wife? Or are you just telling me that you need to talk to your wife because you really want to blow me off and you don't want to hurt my feelings?
Hmm.
That's a qualifier. 50% of the people are going to say, yeah, I really don't want to do this, and I just didn't know how to tell you. Man, thank you so much. And I just wipe the sweat from my brow and go, yay, I didn't set an appointment. I didn't give somebody that time in my calendar that wasn't going to show anyway. Because how many people do that? Tons of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I qualify you, I make you make the decision of, okay, am I going to show up for that appointment or am I not? So it either clears my schedule and wipes the sweat from my brow, I don't have to deal with this guy anymore, and it causes him to go, wait a minute. Well, yes, I really do have my wife make those decisions. This is important to me, and yes, I am serious. Great. Awesome. Next